Let's tip our hats to the Taney Dragons for providing a midsummer respite from a spate of sobering news this month. We sent WHYY's Aaron Mosell to Williamsport this week to cover the Little League darlings from Philadelphia, and he's returned to offer perspective on this week's Reporters Roundtable. Aaron, why do you think the Dragons captivated the hearts of the city?
Well, Dave, I think there are a few things at play here. One, the team is from Philadelphia, and as one fan told me, I think it rings true, Philadelphians get behind their sports teams no matter what, and so there's that Philadelphia pride thing just out front there. Two, Taney was the first ever team from Philadelphia to make it to the Little League World Series stage, so there's the fact that these kids were literally making history. And then you have Sports Illustrated cover girl Monet Davis. She was obviously also a really big part of the equation. She was one of two girls in Williamsport and became the most recognized middle schooler, I think, in the country, I think, by the time this thing was over. And then I think lastly, I think you could argue that the city really just got into having a sports team that was winning. The Phillies are really not doing great. They're probably going to miss the playoffs again. And so they got excited.
I understand Dragons coach Alex Rice is keeping the team in Williamsport for the balance of the tournament, which wraps up Sunday. Is this in part to help them heal or also to help savor the moment?
Yeah, I think it's more about the latter. I think, you know, these kids have sort of been slogged by, you know, media requests and kind of games and practice. And I don't know if they've had much time to really get their heads above water and really enjoy and take in kind of this unique experience that most of them probably aren't going to get to enjoy again. You know, Little League World Series cuts off at 13. And so, you know, the core of the team really isn't going to be back. It's a one-shot deal. And so I think he's trying to just give them time to relax and kind of decompress.
So help us take one last look back. How did this all happen in the past week?
So Taney opened the World Series with a great 4-0 shutout over Nashville, thanks in part to Monet Davis, a big part, I guess I should say. The Dragons followed that up with a 7-6 comeback win over Pearland, Texas. And that really put them in the driver's seat for the start of this week. The team, though, started losing control Wednesday night against Mountain Ridge, a powerhouse team out of Las Vegas that had put up 12 and 13 runs against their opponents in their first two games. They lost that one 8-1, and that brought us to last night. They got down early again, 4 to Chicago's Jackie Robinson team. They were able to claw their way back to a certain extent, but by the sixth and final inning, they were only down 1. But they weren't able to bring in that tying run or that winning run, and so they were eliminated.
Well, with all due respects to Mountain Ridge and Jackie Robinson, most Philadelphians probably think that Taney succumbed to the Sports Illustrated curse.
That may be. Bottom line is, though, they are the third best team in the U.S., the third best Little League team in the U.S., and I think they can be proud of that.
Thanks, Aaron.
Thank you.
Now let's turn to the contest pitting the city of Philadelphia versus its blue-collar workers union. And for that, let's get insight from WHYY's Holly Otterbein. And Holly, the best contract resolution comes when both sides declare victory. Is this a win for both sides?
Apparently so. Today, Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter ended a 5-year stalemate with the city's blue-collar union, District Council 33. The two sides have agreed to a tentative labor contract deal after working under expired terms since 2009. The deal allows both sides to actually celebrate. The workers will get a $2,800 signing bonus, a raise next month, and a raise in July 2015. District Council 33 also successfully fought off Mayor Nutter's attempt to secure the right to furlough workers. Now, Nutter, for his part, got pension reform, though it is modest. Workers will now have to choose between enrolling in a new hybrid pension plan, which includes aspects that are similar to a 401k, or contributing more money to keep their traditional pension plans.
Pension costs are one of the most critically important cost drivers in our city budget, one that we have been committed to putting on a new, more affordable course for our taxpayers, while at the same time offering a high-quality benefit to our city employees. We have achieved that goal in this contract.
And Nutter also got some changes in calculating overtime that he was looking for, and which should save some money.
Holly, it's taken 5 years. Why this moment?
So the city's agreement with District Council 33 does come as the Democratic National Committee is considering holding its party's 2016 presidential convention here in Philadelphia. While visiting the city last week, organizers reportedly made it very clear that there could be no labor conflicts during the convention. I asked District Council 33 President Pete Matthews if he thought that played a part in securing the deal.
If it helped, I'm very appreciative. I can say that because just like everybody else, I want the convention to come here.
Nutter, meanwhile, says the deal is simply the result of years of hard work.
But if you look at the 7-year deal, it will expire shortly after that convention comes, if indeed we land it. And then it'll be up to the next mayor to do this all over again.
That's right. The deal lasts through the summer of 2016. That means the mayor, the next mayor that is elected next year, will have to make a deal almost as soon as he or she enters office. But that is better than Mayor Nutter having no deal in place. There was a fear that if a new mayor came in and there was no deal with District Council 33, that he or she would have to give away the store. So that looks like this is not going to happen.
Thanks, Holly.
Thank you so much.
WHYY's Holly Otterbein on Newsworks Tonight.